The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Nunvav. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis says, Tan Rabbonin, the Rabbonin learned in the Braisa, Hamrabeya Seir, someone who's squaring off a round city, or an oddly shaped city, in regards to Tchumen, Oysoysa Kmentabla Merubas. He first makes the city into like a square table. What the Tana, the Braisa, is telling us is that if you have a city which is not straight on all four of its sides, so we need to straighten out the four sides. That means we take the northernmost point of the city and we draw a line across, the easternmost part of the city and draw a line across, and the same to the south and to the west, until we have a perfect square or rectangle. And then, V'chayzim Rabbeya Satchumen, V'ayzim Nesachim and Tablon Rabas. Then you count 2,000 amas north, east, south, and west, and again you draw a line across, and you make like a square or a rectangle out of the Tchumen of the city. Now, what are the halachic ramifications of the first square that we made, that we squared off the city on all four sides? So, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in the Mishnah of Samach, as well as the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in the Durm, says that the halacha of the Ribu Ha'ir, of the area which we gain by squaring off the city, the square of the city, it has the halacha of the Ibur Ha'ir. That means it has the halacha of the extension of the city. The Ibur Ha'ir, we found other cases of Ibur Ha'ir already in this parak, when the city was extended through Pegumim and other buildings that extended past the regular boundaries of the city. That was discussed in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, and the Braisan and Hanim Abayz of Elishim as Avram Imo. Another example of Ibur Ha'ir is the Karfef of the city. That will be discussed in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin, that the 70 Amos surrounding the city on all sides is considered the Karfef of the Ir. It's also an area which is an extension of the city. That's a Machlekes of Rimeir and the Chachamim, if every city has a Karfef, or only when two cities are close to each other, if each one gets a Karfef, in order to connect the two cities to each other. But there is a halacha of Ibur Ha'ir, that there are areas that are considered an extension of the city, and the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis and Daf Samach that the Ribu Ha'ir, that is the area that we gained by squaring off the city, by taking the most extreme points on all four sides and drawing a line, those areas that we just gained are not considered like the city itself. However, they are considered like the Ibur Ha'ir, the extension of the city. Now the halach is that someone who shavis, that means they start off Shabbos, Ben Hashmoshes, Friday night, the beginning of Shabbos, they find themselves in the Ibur Ha'ir, in the extension of the city, they get the Tchum of the city. So that means that someone who's shavis, who starts off Shabbos, in the Ribu Ha'ir, in the square of the city, he gets the dinim of the city itself. Also, this the Mishnah says straight out on the Samach, that Nesnes Eruva Ibur Ha'ir, someone who wants to make an Erev Tchumen, and places his Erev in the Ibur of the city, he didn't accomplish anything. His Erev is not chal, it's not valid, it's irrelevant. And this is actually the Mishnah which the Rambam says that the Ibur Ha'ir refers to the Ribua, the square of the city, because since the idea of an Erev Tchumen is that it's considered as if one started of Shabbos, one spent the Shabbos in the place of the Erev, so if one placed the Erev in the Ibur Ha'ir, in the extension of the city, it's as if he was Shavis, it's considered as if he spent Shabbos in the Ibur Ha'ir. And as we just said, someone who spent Shabbos in the Ibur Ha'ir, it's considered they have the same halachas, they have the same dinim, as one who spent Shabbos in the city itself. So therefore, one who starts of Shabbos or places an Erev Tchumen in the Ribua, in the squared off area of the city, he has all the halachas of someone who started off Shabbos in the city itself. Now let us go a step further and discuss further ramifications, other ramifications of the Ribua, the squared off area of the city. The halacha is that if the Ibur of a city goes into the next city, or goes into the Ibur of the next city, the two cities are considered connected in regards to Tchumen, and one who starts off Shabbos in one city can go to the other city, and he has not yet begun his 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos until he gets to the end of the second city. The Chacham of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayin, they are of the opinion that the whole concept of Karfif to a city, that we give a city an extension of 70 Amos around it, and that the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos don't begin until after the 70 Amos, is only said in regards to two cities which are close to each other, that they are within 141 Amos of each other, and hence by giving the 70 and 2/3 Amos of Karfif to each city, we now have them connected. That is where the halacha of Karfif is said, that since the two cities, if we give each one the 70 and 2/3 Amos, the Shivim and the Shirayim, so now they become connected to each other. So now the two cities are considered like one. So it would naturally follow that if the ribua of a city, the squared off area of the city, has the same halacha as a karfif, that is considered ibura ir, an extension of the city. Therefore, if the ribua of a city, the squared off area of the city, enters into the next city, or even if it doesn't enter the next city itself, but enters into the ribua, the squared off area of the next city, then the two cities are considered like one. The Chaznish in Siman Kuf Yud, Sifkan Tazayin, the Chaznish is of the opinion that Ribua Ir has the din of Ibura Ir, as we saw from the Rambam. The Chaznish states this many times in Hilchos Erevin. And here the Chaznish contemplates this idea also, that we could be Mechaber Ayaris, we could connect cities by using the Ribua of one or both of the two cities. And the Chaznish, at first he brings a Raya from the Gemara, Daftan Hey, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, to this idea that the two cities can be connected through their Ribuas, through their squared off areas. And the Chaznish backs off the Raya in the brackets, which some say is not just a bracket, like when we write brackets, but it's actually what the Chaznish came out in the end, and he added it later on. But afterwards, after the brackets, the Chaznish continues going with this Psak Halacha, that the Ribua Ir is considered an extension of the city, so much so that if the Ribua of the city connects to the next city, it enters the next city, or overlaps with the Ribua of the next city, the two cities are considered completely like one, for all Halachas of Tchumen. This is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky learns the Chaznish, and this is how Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds the halacha. Rav David Feinstein also has learned the Chaznish like this, and therefore Rav David Feinstein feels that we can be samech, one could rely on the Chaznish in Hilchos Tchumen, that two cities whose ribuas overlap, whose squared off areas overlap, they should be considered like one. And many other poskim also feel like that, as we will explain. There is a halacha that is said by the Tur, and also Gepaskin by the Ramah, in Siman Shin Sadiches, Sifhei, that first you square off a city, and afterwards you add the Karfif, the 70 Amos around the city. Now, the 70 Amos around the city, if they connect to the next city, or to the Karfif of the next city, certainly that connects the two cities to be considered like one, as the Chachamim say straight out in the Mishnah and Afnan Zayin. If the Karfif of the city is first drawn after we square off the city, so that means if the ribua of a city, if the squaring off of a city overlaps with the next city, then certainly its karfif overlaps with the next city. And moreover, if the karfif is drawn only after the ribua, and the karfif is considered a part of the city so much so that it could be used to connect it to the next city, then certainly the ribua area, which is more connected to the city, which is closer to the city, certainly it could be used to connect the city to the next city. So it would follow that, according to the Torah and the Ramah, if the ribua of one city overlaps with the next city, or the next city's ribua, these two cities are considered like one. This raya, this proof from the Torah and the Ramah, is brought by Rav Falk Shlita in Shaila L'Tshuvas Machzeh Eliyahu. The Minchas Yitzchak in the Tshuva also says that two cities whose ribuas overlap are considered like one, and he also makes mention of this Torah and the Ramah. It's clear that he learned the Torah and the Ramah this way also. This same psak, that two cities whose ribuas overlap are considered like one, I have personally heard from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, from Rav Shlomo Miller Shlita, as well as from Rav Yankov Bloy from Yerushalayim, one of the senior paiskim on the Bedatz of the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim, who is the Mechaber of the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos, on Hilchos Shabbos, on Hilchos Erevin, and a big bucket in these halachas. There was also a Medidas Tchumen, a measurement of Tchumen that was done in Muncie a little more than 30 years ago, in which Rav Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, as well as Rav Moshe Neishla Zatzal, also Paskin and authorized the one doing the Medida, doing the measurement, that he should view two cities whose ribuas overlap, he should view them as considered one, and therefore make it as one tree, as one large city altogether, and then we figure out the ribua of the one large city which we just formed altogether, and that is ultimately the ribua of the new city that we have just drawn. In other words, we take the two cities whose ribuas overlap, we treat them as one, because they are now connected through the ribuas, through the squared off areas which overlap, and now we have one large city with a new ribua. A similar shaila in how the measure tchumen was presented to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal a little more than 50 years ago, and he also said that certainly two cities whose ribuas overlap are considered like one. The Shiloh was also sent to Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and he also felt that one could be Mekel and one could be relied to consider the two cities as considered one. He did feel that if one is walking for just taking a walk and doesn't have any particular reason to go to the next city or in that direction, then maybe he should not be Semich, he should not be Mekel based on this connection of the two cities. But if there's any purpose, even a minor, a minute purpose for his walk, for the reason why he's going to the next city, one may certainly consider the two cities to be as one. On the other hand, the Rishon Belsky Shlita has been quoted as saying that this connection of the two cities based on their rivuas should not be depended on. However, the overwhelming opinion of most Paiskim, as we have just displayed, is that two cities whose rivuas overlap are considered as one city. They are considered as one. Chibra Yoris Aide Rivua. Two cities can be connected through the square root of areas, and the reasoning behind this is because the rivua of the city, the square root of area of the city, is considered the Ibor, is considered an extension of the city itself. Just like when we have buildings that extend the city, and just like when we have the Karfef, the 70 Amas around the city that are used to extend the city. Now let us show some practical ramifications of this halacha. You know, when one learns the Gemara, one hears about these halachas of Ribua Ir, they wonder where does this come into play in everyday life. One common example is in the city of Lakewood, where there's a lake that separates the north part of Lakewood from the south part of Lakewood. And there is a separation between the houses on the north side and the south side, so much so that they are not naturally connected. However, there are several ways in which to connect the north part of the lake to the south side of the lake, which the Paiskim Shlita are depending on, and they allow one to walk L'chabchila from one side all the way to the end of the other, plus 2,000 Amos afterwards. And one of the primary reasons why the two sides of the lake are considered connected is because the Ribua of the south side of the lake enters, it overlaps with the north side of the lake city, and the Ribua of the north lake city, as we refer to it, overlaps with the south lake city. Hence, the two sides of the lake are considered one. Another practical manifestation of this halacha is in New York City, where Manhattan and Brooklyn are separated by the East River, and the East River is very wide. It's far enough that the two islands would not be considered as one. Manhattan, the island of Manhattan, would be considered separated from Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island. And it's known that years ago, many would walk from Brooklyn to the Lower East Side, and from Lower East Side to Brooklyn. They came not just from Williamsburg, but from farther places like Brownsville, and they used to come to hear drushes from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. And Rav Moshe knew about this. He even arranged for their bus fare on the way home to be paid for, since they couldn't carry any money with them because they came on Shabbos, and they would go back on Motzei Shabbos by the bus. And many wonder how they were allowed to cross over the East River and walk more than 2,000 Amos out of their city and out of the Ribua of their city. One of the reasons that are given why they were allowed to do this is what we have just said, because the Ribua of Manhattan and Brooklyn overlap with each other, and therefore Manhattan and Brooklyn are considered one city. Another practical example of this halacha is in the Edison, New Brunswick area, where Robert Wood Johnson Hospital, which many from people, including people from Lakewood, often use, and there is a separation separating the hospital and its immediate vicinity from the community of Edison, where there's a frum community with the yeshiva and the kollel, and many often want to walk to Edison and either go daven there, or they have other reasons to visit the frum people in Edison coming from the hospital. And from Edison they sent the Shiloh to Rav Yashiv Zatzal several years ago, and they got the psak that if there's any purpose for which the person who's walking from the hospital to the township of Edison is not just taking a walk, then he may l'chabchila walk to Edison and use the tchum of Edison, because the ribuas of Edison and the Robert Wood Johnson area overlap. It is worth noting also that there are others who seem to be mekel that you can connect two cities by using the ribuas based on the Meiri in Maseches Erevin. Those include Rav David Pivarsky in his Sefer Yeshua's David. There's some Chizal Bredi Zatzal, who is Magia. He's the one who published and edited the Chedusha Meiri on the Maseches Erevin. As well as Rav Chaim Greineman Shlita in his Sefer Chedusha Mbiurim, he brings this Meiri, and he seems very clearly to feel that l'halocha, one could connect two cities based on their ribua. In summation, the ribua of a city, the area which is gained by squaring off the city on all four sides to its greatest extremities on all four sides, is considered the Ibur of the city, an extension of the city. One who starts of Shabbos in the Ribua of the city is considered as if he started of Shabbos in the city itself. There will be no purpose in putting an Eir Tchumen in the Ribua of the city, because he just winds up with the same Tchum Shabbos, the same 2,000 Amos that he would have started off with otherwise. And if the ribua of the city overlaps with a different city, or the ribua of a different city, the two cities are considered completely like one in regards to Tchum Shabbos. One could walk through the whole other city, and only afterwards begin their 2,000 Amos for Tchum Shabbos.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.